ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो 18th चैप्टर वर्स 28। ज्ञाननिष्ठो विरक्तो वा मद्भक्तो वानपेक्षकः सलिंगानाश्रमांस त्यक्त्वा चरेद विधिगोचरः। ज्ञाननिष्ठो विरक्तो वा मद्भक्तो वानपेक्षकः सलिंगानाश्रमांस त्यक्त्वा चरेद विधिगोचरः। ज्ञाननिष्ठो विरक्तो वा मद्भक्तो वानपेक्षकः सलिंगानाश्रमां त्यक्त्वा चरेद विधिगोचरः। ज्ञान टू द फिलोसफिकल नॉलेज, निष्ठ डेडिकेटेड, विरक्त डिटैच फ्रॉम एक्सटर्नल मैनिफेस्टेशन वा आइदर मद्भक्त माई डिवोटी वा और अनपेक्षक नॉट डिजायरिंग इवन लिबरेशन Salingan, with their rituals and external regulations. Ashraman, the duties pertaining to particular statuses of life. Tyaktva, giving up. Charet, one should conduct oneself. Avidhigocharaha, beyond the range of rules and regulations. Translation. A learned transcendentalist dedicated to the cultivation of knowledge and thus detached from external objects, or my devotee who is detached even from desire for liberation, both neglect those duties based on external rituals or paraphernalia. Thus, their conduct is beyond the range of rules and regulations. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. This verse describes the Paramhamsa stage of life, in which there is no further need for rituals, external paraphernalia or rules and regulations. A completely realized Gyan Yogi pursuing liberation, or beyond that, a perfect devotee of the Lord who does not desire even liberation, has no further desire for material engagement. When one completely purifies the mind, there is no possibility of sinful behavior. Rules and regulations are meant for guiding those who have a tendency to act in ignorance or for personal gratification. But one who is perfect in spiritual consciousness can move freely, as described here by the Lord. One who tends to drive a car recklessly, or who is unfamiliar with the local road conditions, certainly needs the discipline of elaborate road signs and police enforcement of traffic laws. A perfectly safe driver, however, is thoroughly familiar with the local road conditions. He has no real need for the enforcement officials or the speed limits and caution signs meant for those unfamiliar with the road. A pure devotee of the Lord desires nothing except service to the Lord. He automatically fulfills the purport of all negative and positive injunctions, which is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. One should not, however, artificially imitate the exalted position of a Paramhamsa devotee, for such imitation will quickly ruin one's spiritual career. In the previous verses, the Lord has elaborately described various rituals, paraphernalia and disciplines for the various spiritual orders of life. The sannyasi, for example, carries a tree danda and a water pot and eats and lives in a particular way. A Paramhamsa devotee, having given up all attachment and interest in the material world, is no longer attracted by such external features of renunciation. Omagyana timiranthasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahiyam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhan vitamsha he krishna karuna sindhu deena bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to the morning Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the assembled devotees, especially the senior devotees, so that I can speak something for my purification. So in this verse, Krishna is speaking about the status of a person who is at a Paramhamsa stage. So after describing the whole Varnashram system, where he has described the duties of all the Varnas on ashramas, now Krishna has moved on to the description of Paramhamsa stage of life. And very beautifully in the purport, the disciples of Prabhupada, they are clarifying the verse where it is described that the Paramhamsa devotee, there is no need for him to follow the rules and regulations. So it may be a little confusing and it may give a chance for people in general to misinterpret things. So to clarify things, the devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, they are very wonderfully giving example of a car driver who is so expert that he does not need any rituals, any rules and regulations, because any road signs, because he naturally follows them. Another example I was hearing, so one of the Ramaya Swami Maharaj, he was giving this example that a person who has a fractured leg, his leg has to be put in a cast, so that he can get recovered quickly. But after the legs get recovered, there is no need for him to put his leg in the cast. Similarly, the rules and regulations of the Varnashrama are for those who cannot regulate their senses and they need a proper discipline. So that's why these rules and regulations are required. But one who is at a stage of a Paramhamsa, he naturally follows them, and for him there is no need to artificially go into the details of these rules and regulations. So as Srila Prabhupada always said, the behavior of a devotee should be beyond reproach. As Prabhupada said, my devotee should be perfect ladies and gentlemen. So as Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes, Shukla Vastre Mashivindu Aichena Lukaya Sanyasira Alpachitra Sarvaloka Gaya. So just like there is a small black spot on the white cloth, it is seen very prominently. So similarly, even if there is small misbehavior on the part of a devotee or a sannyasi, it is described and glorified, not glorified. It is condemned and talked about by people in general to a large extent. So there are four levels of sannyas. First is Kutichak, Bahudak, Bahudak, Parivrajakachare and Paramhamsa. So Kutichak means a person who takes a sannyas, he lives in a hut next to his home, and then after he has practiced living in a renounced order, he moves on to the next level, which is Bahudak. And in the first level, he is still living with his wife, but separate, not in his home. Next, Bahudak, he starts traveling with wife and begs alms. Then third stage is a Parivrajakacharya, where one gives up the association of wife and travels to preach this message of scriptures. And highest is the Paramhamsa stage, who is beyond all the rules and regulations. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he gave sannyas, he gave Parivrajakacharya sannyas to all the disciples. So what was the need? Why did he didn't give the Paramhamsa sannyas? Because at that time, there was a natural tendency that many unscrupulous people, they were taking sannyas and they were not following the rules and regulations because they were taking Paramhamsa sannyas and they were becoming Babajis. And the principle was there was no accountability. No accountability for the social structure. So they would do whatever they want, and it created so much havoc in the society. As a result, Gaudiya Vaishnavism lost the dignity which it had. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave Parivrajakacharya sannyas, and that caused accountability. So nobody can behave whimsically. He has to follow the rules and regulations, staying within the varnashram still, although he is very, very at a high stage. So even up to the Raganuga Bhakti, the rules and regulations of the scriptures has to be followed. As Rupa Goswami describes in Nectar of Devotion, there are three practices which a Raganuga Bhakta also does. First practice is he remembers Krishna with a particular devotee. Krishna Smaran Janam Preshtha, you know. So that means he wants to develop a particular relationship with Krishna, and for that he meditates on that devotee. So this is the first practice where he is meditating on the relationship with the service, between the service with Krishna has with his devotee. It is Krishna Smaran. Second practice which this devotee does, there are two things. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsana karya vraj lokanusartah. So Rupa Goswami describes, there are two things which this devotee, even at the level of a bhava bhakti, does. He follows seva sadhaka and siddha rupa both. So what is this siddha rupa and seva sadhaka rupa? So sadhaka rupa is that devotee which is already liberated, but still he is focusing on the activities of a liberated soul while he is in the material world. For example, Rupa Goswami, although he is a Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world, but a devotee who wants to become a Manjari in the Golok Vrindavan, he follows the activities of Rupa Goswami which he does in the material world. So ordinary activities of a sadhaka. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely clarifies this in Nectar of Devotion. He writes, a devotee who is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, who is constantly engaged in devotional service, should not manifest himself, even though he has attained perfection. The idea is that he should always continue to act as a neophyte devotee, as long as his material body is there. Activities and devotional service under regulative principles must be followed even by a pure devotee. So this is the sadhaka roop which a bhava bhakta also follows. And the siddha roop is, this is not the external, this is the internal meditation of a devotee. So internally he is meditating on the pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of a devotee which he wants to follow in Brajdham. Prabhupada writes, but when he realizes his actual position in relationship with the Lord, he can, along with the discharging of regulative service, think within himself of the Lord, under the guidance of a particular associate of the Lord, developing and develop his transcendental sentiments in following that associate. So when Hridayananda Maharaj, he got sannyas, he asked Srila Prabhupada that how to live a life of a sannyasi. So Prabhupada very clearly, he gave instruction to Maharaj. He said, you should read every day Shad Goswami Astakam. You should follow the footsteps of Shad Goswami, is how they lived in this world. So the problem was, because many people, they would go to, some gurus who would give them their Siddha mantra, and they would tell that you are this in the spiritual world. So even in the time of Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, he went to one of the local persons in Vrindavan and he was told that you are a peacock in the spiritual world, So every day in the morning, he would imitate the sounds of peacock and he would jump like a peacock. So then he was told by other devotees that this is not the right way. So this is how we have to understand that we have to purify our desires. As Prabhupada writes, according to Acharyas, realization of one's Siddha Rupa develops gradually by the purified desire of the heart. And if one doesn't follow the rules and regulations, then he may land up becoming a Sahajiya. So Rupa Goswami very elaborately describes the symptoms of a person even at the stage of Bhava. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prem Suryamsu Samyabhak Ruchibis Chittamasrinya Kridasau Bhavuchyate. So it describes a person at a Bhava stage, his heart becomes very soft. And because his heart has become soft, all the ecstatic symptoms manifest naturally. As Kaviraj Goswami also describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the various ecstatic symptoms, Sved, Kampa, Romanch, Ashru, Gadgad, Vaivanya, Unmad, Vishad, Dhairya, Garva, Harsha, Dainya, Eta, Bhave, Prema, Bhakta, Ganerana, Chai, Premer, Anandamrit, Sagare, Bhasai. So these are the symptoms of a person who is at a Bhava stage. But the problem is, these symptoms can be imitated. So that's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced in ecstasy to tell people the mood and sentiments behind these principles. Why he is dancing in this way? He instructed all the Goswamis, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, that you write the literatures. Tumi kariha bhakti shastra prachar, mathuraya lukta tirthara kariha uddhar. Vrindavane Krishna seva, Vaishnav Achar Bhakti Smriti Shastra Kari Kariha Prachar. So he told Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami four instructions. You build temples, you excavate the holy places, you write literatures, and by your personal example, preach this message of Krishna consciousness. So Vaishnav Achar is a very, very important, limb of a devotional service. As Sanatana Goswami also tells Haridas Thakur, Apane Kareha Kina, Apane achare keha nakare prachar, prachar karenas keha nakare achar. Some people, they act, but they don't preach. Some people preach, but they don't act. But he says, achar prachar tumi karaha dui karya. Tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. But you are doing achar also and you are doing prachar also. Therefore, you are fit to become guru of the whole world. So these symptoms of bhava, they can be easily imitated. And the second problem with this is, a devotee who has these bhava symptoms, he may conceal it. He may conceal the symptoms so that people will not know that this person is at the stage of bhava. So the famous story, one time a person came to the Vrindavan temple and he started dancing and shedding tears in ecstasy. So devotees were thinking that, oh, this person is at the bhava stage. So they went to Prabhupada. And they told, so Prabhupada told them, you go and kick him, you know. So devotees were surprised. So then Prabhupada said, if he is really in ecstasy, he will not get affected, you know. But if he is just imitating, he'll go away, you know. So Rupa Goswami describes various symptoms which are the external symptoms which cannot be imitated for a long time. And if somebody has, they cannot conceal it for a long time. So these are the very, very practical symptoms which a sadhaka should have. A bhava stage devotee possesses and a sadhaka should aspire to possess. So when we hear such exalted symptoms, we may think it is very far off thing and I don't have these qualities. Even in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, when Krishna is describing the series of qualities, Adveshta, Sarvabhutanam, Maitra, Karuna, Evacha, he goes on describing. So Prabhupada very wonderfully writes in the purport, a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. Without good qualifications, one cannot become a pure devotee, you know. So we as a sadhaka should also aspire to develop these qualifications. Again in the purport of 13th chapter where the 20 points of knowledge are described, Prabhupada writes, the test of advancement in spiritual science is that these qualities come. We don't need to endeavor separately for it, but we have to observe whether these qualities are coming or not. But if they are not coming, then there is some problem. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita gives example, if a person is taking treatment, then what he has to do is to just continue taking the medicines. But also he has to observe that, am I getting cured? You know, if he is not getting cured, that means there is some problem, he has to take some additional steps. For a sadhaka, we have to always aspire to develop these qualities so that one day it becomes naturally ingrained in our system. You know, as the sadhana bhakti is, although we have no taste for Krishna consciousness, but still we practice it because it is given by Guru and scriptures. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha. So there are few symptoms which Rupa Goswami describes, we will discuss. So first and foremost quality is, which is very, very important and Rupa Goswami discusses, is avyarth kalatvam, you know, utilization of time properly. So Rupa Goswami describes what all constitutes in this avyartha kalottam. He says, vadbhistuvanto manasa smarantastanva namanto apyanisham nayukta bhakta smarantnitra jale samagram ayu hare rev samarpayanti. So he says, a devotee, he always tries to glorify Krishna. Vadbhistuvanto, which is speech. Manasa smaranta, always try to remember Krishna. Tanva namanto, always bow down to Krishna whenever opportunity comes. Apyanisham na tripta, but still he is not satisfied doing all these things. So this is how we can see in the life of all the Goswamis and even Srila Prabhupada, they never wasted even a single moment. You know. So there is even one recording of Srila Prabhupada, he was always speaking Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha. So Gauranga Prabhu would tell this, that you know, one of the recordings, Prabhupada, he is brushing his teeth, you know. And he, somebody is recording also. So the voice of brushing is also coming. And so Krishna is Supreme Personality, you know. So Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious. He is never wasting any time, you know. So one time Srila Prabhupada, he was telling that when he went to America, in India, it was very difficult to have a phone landline. But Prabhupada said that when I came to America, I just paid $30 and next day phone was there. And telephone was there in my room. And I felt very happy. But then, my disciples, even at the middle of the night, they were calling me and telling, Swamiji, how are you? You know. So Prabhupada said, I asked them, is it time to ask this question? You know. So then I got so frustrated that I told the devotees to take out this phone. You know. So it was just a simple landline, you know. And today we have such a powerful gadgets and high technology. So how much we should be careful so that we don't, you know, get swayed away by this. As Gauranga Prabhu was saying once, that the greatest damage is done in the contemplation, in the absorption of contemplation of Krishna is caused by the distraction of gadgets. You know. So this is how we have to be really careful. Bhagavatam also describes, Neva vidvam shiyamanam jalam gadh jale charah yathayur anvaham shayam yatha mudha kutumbinah. So he says, Shukdev Goswami is describing how after the rainy season, when the autumn season comes, so the water which is accumulated in the shallow pond starts decreasing. And the fish which were there in the shallow pond, they don't realize that water is decreasing. And surely after few days, the water evaporates completely and the fish dies. Similarly, yathayu anvaham shayam, every day, every second, the life is decreasing. But a person who is engrossed in family life, he does not realize this. So what we are aspiring for is a very, very difficult thing. It is not so easy to attain bhava and Krishna prema, as Narad Muni also tells about Dhruva Maharaj. After Dhruva Maharaj, he gets darshan of Lord Vishnu. So Narad Muni goes and tells Uttanapad, Su dushkaram karam kritva lok palay rapi prabhu. So what your son has done, it is su dushkaram, very, very difficult to feat to perform even for the lokpals. So that is what he has attained, darshan of Supreme Lord. So that's why we have to understand, we have become very, very fortunate. So getting a human life is rare. Getting a human life is in Bharatvarsha is rarer. After taking birth in Bharatvarsha, coming to spirituality is rarer. Practicing genuine spirituality is all the more rare. And even if somebody is genuinely practicing spirituality, trying to find the answers of life, understanding Krishna to be Supreme Lord is all the more rare. Even after understanding Krishna to be Supreme Lord, getting connected to the parampara is all the more rare. Even after getting connected to parampara, practicing unalloyed devotion is very, very rare. You know. And the most rare is the time where we are in, where Krishna has come just 5,000 years back and Mahaprabhu has come just 500 years back. So understanding our good fortune, we should take this very, very seriously, so that we don't, as Prabhuji always says, we don't miss the bus, you know. So this is the first quality. Second quality which Rupa Goswami describes is perseverance, you know. So perseverance means, he says, shanti. Shanti means perseverance. That means to remain tolerant and patient even amidst great disturbance. So Rupa Goswami quotes the description about Parikshit Maharaj. Tamopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga cha devi dhritachittam ishe dujyoputrishtam kuhakas takshakova dashatvalam gayat vishnu gatha. Even though Parikshit Maharaj was cursed, but still he was very equipoised. He gave up everything, went to the banks of the river Ganga, and then he's telling all the sages, I am not disturbed by this curse. You please keep on reciting the glories of Supreme Lord. So that is how a devotee has to be always perseverant, tolerant, even amidst of all the problems. So the sadhaka, it is said that when we are fighting and struggling with the material energy, it is like, you know, fighting in a boxing ring. You know. The defeat is not declared when you fall down, but it is declared when you refuse to get up. You know. So that is how, even when we fall while the practice of bhakti, doing practices, there is no need to get dejected. All what we have to do is, again get up, as there is a verse which says, Bhuma uskhalit padanam, bhuma vevavalambanam, toi jata paradhanam, tameva sharanam prabhu. If a person falls down on the ground, he takes shelter of the same ground to get up. So similarly, even if we are not able to chant properly, we take shelter of the same holy name to chant attentively, properly. So that is how we have to be patient. As Krishna also describes, a very hope-giving verse he tells to Uddhava, Badhyamanopi madbhakto vishayera jitendriyah praya pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayerna bhivuyate. He says, my devotee, even though he is badhyamano, he is conditioned. Ajitendriyah, he is uncontrolled in his senses. Vishayer ajitendriyah. But still, what he does? Prayah. Pragalbhaya bhaktya. He is practicing devotional service with all intensity. Pragalbhaya means all intensity. So what will be the result if he is practicing this way? Vishayer na vibhuyate. He will not be defeated by sense gratification. So we also see in the life of Prabhupada how he underwent so many difficulties. His business got destroyed. He went to Jhansi. The League of Devotees didn't come up. Then he went to America in a cargo ship, suffered heart attacks. He was staying in Bowery where so many problems were there, but still he didn't give up. He continued, you know, and the result was he could please Krishna. So this is the second quality. The next quality which an advanced devotee already possesses, but a sadhaka should try to develop, is the quality of detachment, virakti. So Rupa Goswami gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. Yo dustyajan dar sutan surid rajyam ridis prishah jaho yuvaiva malavat uttam shloka lalasa. So although Bharat Maharaj had everything in his life, well flourishing kingdom, good health, youthful life, but still dustyajan, it was very difficult to give up what? Surid rajyam ridis prishah. His relatives, his kingdom, it is very difficult to give up. But he gave up all this very naturally. Just like a person after passing stool, doesn't even look at. So, uttama shloka lalasa. Because he was desiring for pleasing Krishna, you know. So he says there are two types of detachment. One is vairagya, other is virakti. So vairagya means a taste for sense gratification is still there. But still, he is forcibly separating himself from the sense objects. That is vairagya. And virakti means he has naturally become detached from any desire for sense gratification. So that is called virakti. But for a sadhaka, virakti may be a very far off thing, but we should continue to strive for developing vairagya. Because if a person, a sadhaka, even if he falls down, he should never give up. So another verse which is very hope-giving, Krishna is telling to Uddhava, which describes a condition of a sadhaka and what is his mentality. He says, Jata shraddho matkathasu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkhatmakan kaman parityago apyanishwarah. So jata shraddho, Krishna is telling to Uddhava that this devotee of mine, his faith has risen in my katha. Nirvinna sarva karmasu, and he has given up all sense gratification. Why he has given up? Veda, because he knows dukkhatmakan kaman. Sense gratification leads to misery, he knows. But still, parityago api anishwarah. But still he is not able to give it up. Then what does he do? Tato bhajet mam prita shraddhalu dhir nishayah yushamanashchatan kaman dukkho darkam shagarhayan. Tato bhajet. Still he keeps on practicing worshipping me with Shraddha and Dhrida Nishchaya. But one important thing what the devotee does, although he falls down, he is not becoming indifferent, okay, I fell down because of my conditionings. He repents. He is repentant of his fallen condition. This is a very, very important thing which a sadhaka does. Although he falls down because of conditionings, because of falling in sense gratification, he repents. And then, he also gets stated in the proper level of devotional service. So slowly by the practice of devotional service, we also develop the higher taste. As Krishna says, Vishaya Vinivartante. We'll also develop the higher taste. So Prabhupada writes a very wonderful thing in the purport of this verse, Vishaya Vinivartante. He says, one who has tasted the beauty of Krishna in course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness, no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. So, giving up sense gratification is good, but we have to also aspire to develop taste for the various limbs of bhakti. So that's how a pure devotee, he is naturally detached from Krishna, from sense gratification. So Bhavanandro, he was sharing once that he was with Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles and they would go for morning walk every day. So one day Bhavanand Prabhu, he was absorbed and he was attracted by seeing the very skyscraper buildings and beautiful lawn and the garden. And he was not focused on what Prabhupada was saying. So as he was attracted to all these things, Prabhupada, he coughed. he turned and he spit at that lawn, you know. And then Bhavanand Prabhu got a lesson, you know, that however beautiful, attractive these things may be, if I am attracted towards these, I will lose the actual process. And that's what Prabhupada was showing, that this is all very, very insignificant happiness. So this is the third quality. Next quality, which an advanced devotee already has, but a sadhaka should aspire, is pridelessness. Mana shunyata. So he describes, one feels humble even though he is extremely elevated. So amanitvam and adambitvam, what is the difference? Amanitvam means not to be proud when we have a reason to be proud. And adambitvam means not to be proud when we don't have a reason to be proud. You know. So that is how a devotee is mana shunya. He does not desire any fame, prestige. As the story of Madhavendra Puri goes, you know. When Gopinath stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri, so the pujari, he came running in the marketplace and he shouting, Madhavendra Puri, toma lagi Gopinath kheer koila churi, you know. So for you, Gopinath has stolen kheer. So Madhavendra Puri does not stay there, you know. Because he knew, now people will come and they will glorify me, they'll appreciate me, they'll understand me to be a very great devotee. So what was his response? Pratishthar bhaye puri gela palaiya, Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange ganaiya. Pratishthar bhaye puri gela palaiya. Because of the fear of pratishtha, Madhavendra Puri ran away from the marketplace. But what happened? Krishna preme pratishtha chale sange. You know, if somebody is a great devotee of the Lord, pratishtha follows him. A materialist, he wants to get fame, but he does not get fame. But a devotee, as he advances, he does not want fame, but pratishtha follows him. And all the villagers, even before Madhavendra Puri reached another village, everybody already knew that this is Madhavendra Puri, this is such a great devotee of the Lord, you know. So this is how a great devotee also shows the symptoms of mana shunyata. Kaviraj Goswami, after writing a huge literature of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is like a super specialization of Krishna consciousness, he is telling, Ami likhi eha mithya kari anuman, amara sharir kasht putali saman, you know. So I am thinking out of false pride that I am writing this. But my sharir is like a kasht putali. It is like a wooden doll. I am not writing. Krishna is making me to write. He says, Vriddha jara turami andha bhadir, hastahale manobuddhi nahi morasthir. I am an old person. While I am writing, hands are trembling. My mind is non-study. Nanak rog grasta chalite vasite na pari, pancharog pida vyakul ratri dine mari. You know, I am inflicted with five kinds of diseases. I may die any time, you know. But still he says, Purve grantha iha kari iha chini vedan, tathapi likhiye sun ihar karan. I have described about my inability previously also. He has described in Madhyalila also, Ami vriddha jaratur likhite. But still he is writing. He said, why I am writing this? Shun ihar karan. Please hear why I am writing this. Then he describes a series of the names of all the devotees. He says, Shri Govinda, Shri Chaitanya, Shri Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Shri Bhaktar, Shri Shrotravinda, Shri Raghunath Das, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatan, Shri Swarupa, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatan, Shri Raghunath Das, Shri Guru, Shri Jeeva Charan. So many devotees taking names, he is saying, Iha Sabar Charan Kripay Lekhaye Amare. So out of, because all these devotees, they showed mercy on me. Therefore I am writing. Ar ek hai te hu ati kripa kare. There is one more personality who has given me supreme mercy. Who is that? He says, Srimadan Gopal Mure Kripa Lekhaye Agya Kari Kahite Na Yuyae Tabu Rahite Na Pari. So Srimadan Gopal, he has given me instruction. Out of his instruction, he has given me mercy. That's why I am writing. Although, Kahite Na Yuyae, it is not befitting for me to describe these pastimes because these are all exalted pastimes, but still, I cannot remain silent. No. I have to write. Why I have to write? न कहिले हय मोर कृतज्ञता दोष दंभ करी बलि श्रोता ना करी हरोष. इफ आई डोंट राइट आई विल बी गिल्टी ऑफ कृतज्ञता इन ग्रेटिट्यूड. देयरफॉर ओ रीडर्स ऑफ दिस बुक प्लीज डोंट थिंक आई एम राइटिंग आउट ऑफ प्राइड. दंभ करी डोंट बिकम एंग्री ऑन मी. आई एम नॉट राइटिंग आउट ऑफ प्राइड. I am writing because I have been instructed by these devotees and Supreme Lord Himself. This is Toma Sabar Charan Dhuli Karinu Bandhan Tate Chaitanya Leela Haila Ekichhu Likhan. Because all these devotees, they had bestowed me with their mercy, that's why I am able to write Chaitanya Leela a little bit. So that's why a desire for pratishtha, although it is very deeply rooted, but still a practicing devotee should try to come out of this desire, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also writes, jadera pratishtha, shukarera vishtha. Very graphic example he gives. It is like stool of a hog. But still, in a conditioned stage, a sadhaka likes that, And if somebody is praising, a devotee thinks, aage kahuar, shunite paye shukhe, It is very pleasing. But as we practice Krishna consciousness, slowly we'll get purified. As Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, when somebody appreciates us, we should accept that respect out of etiquette, but we should not expect the respect. If somebody is appreciating, we should not say, no, I don't have anything. But you have those qualities. So that means you should not say, I don't have the qualities, accept it. But you should transfer it to Guru and Krishna. It is by their mercy, as shown by Kaviraj Goswami. It is by their mercy I am writing. It is not that I don't have qualities. I have some qualities, but it is mercy of Krishna. So this is the fourth quality. Fifth quality which a devotee, advanced devotee already has, but a sadhaka should aspire for is, he is asha bandha. He has hope against hope. And what is that hope? Rupa Goswami says, firm faith that Krishna will deliver one to the highest perfection, even though one feels low and utterly unqualified to achieve it on his own. So a sadhaka and a pure devotee also, he thinks, on my own I cannot do anything. But I have faith that Krishna will show mercy. I have faith in Krishna's mercy. On my own I cannot do anything. I don't have any love for Krishna. As Sanatana Goswami also saying, I don't have any taste for chanting. I don't have any taste for doing any limb of bhakti. But still, because you are merciful, that's why I am hopeful. So Dhanudhar Maharaj writes in the commentary of Waves of Devotion, he says, due to self-realization, one becomes fully aware of how insignificant and helpless one is. It is impossible for him to achieve anything on his own. Thus the devotee becomes despondent. However, self-realization also causes one to understand the omnipotence of the Lord. That Lord is omnipotent. I am insignificant, but Lord is omnipotent. He can do anything. As Haridas Thakur is telling Sanatan Goswami, Maharaurav haite tuma karila uddhar kripar samudra Krishna gambhir apar. Krishna has delivered you from the Maharaurav hell. Although Sanatan Goswami is a pure devotee, but still, Haridas Thakur is saying, because Mahaprabhu has given you mercy, has instructed you, given you association for so many days. So it is extreme mercy of the Lord. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in his book, Jaiva Dharma, he says, Krishna manifests his achintya leela so that a conditioned jiva can get attracted to these pastimes. As Kaviraj Goswami also says, Krishna ra yate ka khela sarvottama nara leela nara vapu tahara swarup. The pastimes of Krishna as a human, they are very, very attractive. And that's how a person who is conditioned may get attracted. So he says, Krishnera madhuravani suna sanatan eirupeda ekakan dubaye sabha tribhuvan sarva prani kare akarshan. So the pastimes of Krishna can attract all the living entities. But the problem is, still the conditioned soul does not get attracted. That's why Krishna comes and shows his pastimes. And his compassion is such that even Brahmaji gets bewildered. Sadvesha divaputana pisakula stvameva deva pita. So you gave position of mother to Putana. So what is the hope for Brajvasis? Yad dhamarth surit priyatma tanaya pranashaya stotkrite. Who have given their everything in your service. What is the destination for them? So that's how Krishna is so very merciful, but still living entities does not get attracted. Then Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to teach. Apani kari aswadane shikhaila bhaktagane prema chinta mani prabhudhani. Nahi jane sthan asthan yare tare kailadan Mahaprabhu data shiromani. So he's tasting himself the nectar of the holy names. And Shikhaila Bhaktagane, he is teaching by his personal example because he is Prem Chintamani Dhani. Therefore, he is not thinking who is qualified, who is not qualified. He is distributing this love of God to everyone, you know, without even discrimination. Any discrimination. So therefore, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all the more attractive. And they tell the intricacies of action and behavior of a devotee. So therefore, one should strive to develop this quality, you know. Next quality which an advanced devotee possesses and a sadhaka should aspire for is samutkantha. Eagerness for achieving the desired success. That is called laulyam. So Prabhupada writes, actually this eagerness is the price for achieving success in Krishna consciousness. As Rupa Goswami also says, Krishna bhakti ras bhavitam ati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. So if you want to develop this taste for Krishna consciousness, buy it wherever it is available. But to buy, you have to pay something. What is the price you have to pay? Tatra laulyam api mulyam. This is the only price we have to pay. We have to be greedy about getting it. If you are not greedy about it, then janma koti sukritir na labhyate. Even if we practice millions of lives, we will not be able to achieve it, you know. As the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami comes. He was so eager to attain Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. He was running away every day, you know. So, the mother of Raghunath Das Goswami, he is telling to his father, putra batul hoila ihaya rakha bandhiya. Tarapita kahe tare nirvinna haiya. He is saying, mother is saying, putra is going mad. Bandha, rakha bandhiya, please tie him up. Tarapita kahe. His father always, he was already sad. He says, Indra samaishware striyapsarasam eisab bandhite narile kayaraman. He has opulence of Indra and apsara, wife like apsara. If all these cannot bind him, how can a rope bind him? You know. He says, Chaitanya Chandrera Kripa Haiya Che Yare, Chaitanya Chandrera Batul Kira Khite Pare. So he has received mercy of Chaitanya Chandra. And if somebody receives the mercy of Chaitanya Chandra, who can keep the madman of Chaitanya Chandra? You know. And he ran away ultimately and he was running through the forest. No. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Charane Chintiya Patha Chhadi Upapathe Yayana Dhaya. All the while he was contemplating on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And Patha Chhadi was not going from the main street because he knew his father would be sending guards. Upapathe Yayana Dhaya. He was running through the forest. Grame Grame Patha Chhadi Yayavane Vane Kaya Mano Vakya Chintiya Chaitanya Charane. He was running through the forest all the while remembering the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra. So that's how a devotee should be eager, try to develop this eagerness to attain Krishna. You know, sometimes, one time Radha Govind Maharaj was telling that he was giving a class in a village, and in village it is a tradition that if Krishna Katha or Satsang is going on, no one should get up in between. So Katha was going on 1 hour, 2 hours. Then Maharaj was giving class in Hindi. So he said, Kisi ko kuch prashna hai? So one person raised his hand. He said, Kya prashna hai aapko? So he said, Maharaj, ye katha khatam kab hogi? You know. So that was his eagerness, you know. So next quality which an advanced devotee possesses and a sadhaka should aspire is to develop the attachment for the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Naam gaane sada ruchi. So this is a very crucial symptom which cannot be imitated by any ordinary person. As a famous pastime We have heard that Bhakti Siddhanta, devotees were complaining about Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji. He was chanting whole day. So devotees went to Saraswati Thakur and they said that this person, this devotee is only chanting, not doing any service. So Saraswati Thakur said, okay, you know, if you think what he is doing is not so significant, put an ad in the newspaper, you know. Job description, chant 18 hours a day. We will provide food, residence, clothing, everything. And the advertisement was there for 1 month. Nobody turned up. So it is very difficult to imitate this quality of a devotee, a pure devotee, to have attraction for Krishna's holy names. Naam gaane sada ruchi. But we see in the life of Prabhupada, he had such a firm faith and attraction for Krishna consciousness and holy names. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, he transformed hippies into happies. Even when Srila Prabhupada was taking sannyas, so many devotees were chanting so many mantras of sannyas. But Prabhupada, he had told Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, you continue chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the very, very important. This is the most important thing. Even when Krishna Balaram Mandir was getting installed, Prabhupada called all the local Brahmanas to do installation. But Prabhupada said, this is we are doing because we have to maintain our public image. But our main principle is we should do Harinam. And he told devotees all the while we should be chanting. So devotees, pure devotees have firm faith in holy names. Naam gaane sada ruchi. Next quality which a devotee should possess, aspire is asakti tad gunakhyane, addicted to glorifying Krishna's qualities. So that is the quality which a devotee should possess. And the last quality, actually we should try to possess this quality of glorifying Krishna's glories, because if we are not glorifying Krishna, Maitreya Muni says that although I am not qualified to glorify and describe the pastimes of Krishna, but still I am doing. Why? So that my tongue should not become unchaste. Tathapi kirtayamanga yathamati yathashrutam kirtir hare swam satkartum giram anyabhida asati. So my tongue should not become unchaste. Therefore I am glorifying Krishna's qualities, you know. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports to very wonderful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Yehi, Kaviraj Goswami says, Yehi lila amritvine khaye yadi anna paane tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. Yare kabindu paane utfullita tanumane hase gaye karaye nartane. So if a person is not tasting the pastimes of Krishna and he is just eating food, you know, still tabe bhaktera durbala jivan, he will become weak in his spiritual life. But if he practices, tastes one drop of this nectar, then he'll be rejuvenated. Hase gaye karaye nartane. So Prabhupada writes, all devotees connected in Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books which have been translated. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position. Last quality which sadhaka should aspire is priti tad vasati sthale. One should try to develop attraction for the place of the pastimes of the Lord. You know, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gauramare sabasthane karila brahmana range, se sabasthane heribhoami pranayi bhakata sange. So we should also try to aspire to go to those places. So we'll stop here. So we discussed there are four types of sannyas and why Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave Parivrajakacharya sannyas. And we discuss the symptoms of bhava and how a sadhaka should try to possess these qualities and the nine qualities which a bhava bhakta possess and a sadhaka should try to develop is shanti, avyartha kalattam, virakti, mana shunyata, asha bandha samutkantha, namagane sadaruchi, asakti stadgunakhyane, priti stadvasati sthale. So with this we'll end this. Thank you very much. Shla Prabhupada ki jai, Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.